from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mac wasn't even born when I was in high school.
Doesn't matter. Music doesn't have an age. Most annoying thing that I ever got told in my life was I'd listen to 70s and 60s and 50s music. You're too young to know this music.
I hate when people say that.
Sucks.
My daughter made a summer playlist for us this year, and it's probably the best playlist that I've ever had. It's, mm-hmm. it's phenomenal,
the
right?
The 90s playlist you sent us, right?
No.
Oh, that's just what you were listening to the other night. Yeah.
No, it was just the one that she created with, and she's got a lot of stuff mixed in that I didn't even know. She, like Phil Collins, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. And she's singing these songs. This generation, my kids' generation, and I was reading actually an article about this, they all love Vienna by Billy Joel. And
the sausage song?
It is. And like that song was released 50 years ago. And now it's like starting to climb the charts. And people are like, why is Vienna by Billy Joel climbing the charts? But my daughters listen to it. Their friends are all listening to this song. My daughter was the one who said, we're going to see Billy Joel in St. Louis at the end of September. I'm like, yes, we are. And
no doubt.
She said to me when Jimmy Buffett died about a year ago, she goes, Dad, I really regret not being able to see Jimmy Buffett. And I was like, oh my God, my heart broke, right? She's 14 years old and that's in her wheelhouse. And so she's like, she wanted to go see Billy Joel. I'm like, okay, fine. We'll go. Found cheap tickets online, actually. We're like, all right, we're there. We're going.
Awesome.
And I'm not going to have her regret not seeing somebody that she really wants to see, you know, in person. So I'm like, all right, we're going to go to this. But like the people who say that, because I've seen people like that over the years too, Dusty. It's like, you're too young to know this music. No, I'm not. If it's good music, it's good music. It doesn't matter what age generation you're from. Like you started, you know, this morning we walked out, you were playing It's a Beautiful Morning by... not Herman's Hermits, but I'm
the Rascals.
The Rascals, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that song I used to listen to as a kid with my dad listening to CBS FM and Cousin Brucey driving around listening to the oldies and whatnot. And that's what I was exposed to my entire life. So I was a 50s and 60s kid growing up, and then the 90s happened, and I think the second best decade of music behind the 60s. Mm-hmm. And here we sit. Like, you can like all kinds of generations for music. People who say that, I think, are a little bit uncomfortable with themselves. You know, it's like the negative texter, you know, like the guy who weighs in about, you know, like, I missed the AM station. Like, come on, guy. Like, it's okay to have a different taste in music than everybody else. And you like what you like, right? You like what you like. So
it is what it is. Welcome to the Weird World. Mac Morey, executive producer, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan. We are going to be with you every single day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. Coming up after us will be Cody and Gold, and then they will have their shine on your brand new Kansas City sports radio station, 96.5 The Fan. The number 913-586-7965. That's four straight, Bob, without a hiccup.
Got it. There it is.
That's a parlay that you want to hit there, Daddy.
Hell yeah, yeah. That was plus 3,200 today.
How's this sound on your new radio station?
The pitch. Swing and a blast deep left center field, way back, and that ball will be into the Royals bullpen for a home run. Bobby Witt Jr., a home run, his 24th, and the Royals double their lead. It's 2-0.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Bobby Witt Jr. yesterday with a laser to left field. It was
that was a crazy pitch, man. That was like around the eyes, and he
just, that's just your freak, right? Yeah. And speaking of freaks, there was a reason why in the offseason there were many respectable beat writers of baseball that said there was the comparison of Cole Reagans to a left-handed Jacob DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob DeGrom, the last couple of years, relevant. Injuries have caught up to him, and it's sad to see because I really did like DeGrom a lot, even though he did not win a 2015 World Series. Hey, nah. But Cole Reagans might go down if this team wins a World Series this year or even next year or the following year because they have control over him as maybe one of the greatest trades in Kansas City Royals baseball history. And he might go down as one of the best pitchers for the Royals the way that he's going. Now, I know he's had two Tommy John surgeries. Hopefully there are no more. But again, Piccolo last year, they acquire Aroldis Chapman in the offseason. They won 56 games. They weren't going to be a competitive team, but in order to be that team, they had to make moves prior. And we give Brett Veach his flowers all the time, looking ahead into the next season of trying to fix things. This pitching staff last year was no good. We know that. But we knew what we could see in Cole Reagans after we saw him for a little bit, and this year he's lived up to the hype. And yesterday he did big ace daddy stuff. He went on the mound knowing this team was struggling, knowing that offense for the Minnesota Twins had really been cooking against the Royals. Lugo wasn't great. Singer wasn't great. Royals were on the verge of a sweep against Boston. Guess who stopped that sweep? Cole Reagans. Royals were on the verge of a sweep against the Minnesota Twins. Guess who stopped that sweep? Cole Reagans. Yesterday, dominant. 8 strikeouts, 7 innings, hose on his left arm. That's what you want to see, and if Cole Reagans can be this guy continuing, J.J. Piccolo might have made one of the greatest trades in the Royals franchise history.
Yeah, and let's set the history about that trade and kind of how it all went down, because the Aroldis Chapman thing is a big part of that. You know, credit to John Sherman for allowing J.J. to go out last year and sign Aroldis Chapman. Also credit to Aroldis Chapman for knowing that when he signed that deal, it wasn't going to be a long-term deal here in Kansas City. The intent was nobody else wanted to sign him. He had a rough year the prior year. Bring him in here, let him kind of rebuild his career a little bit, knowing that he could be a potential big trade chip. And that's ultimately what he was. And he knew that coming into the season. The Royals knew that coming into the season. I think most of Major League Baseball kind of knew that coming into last season, that Aroldis Chapman was going to go to the highest bidder. And so you start scouting the minor leagues. And you know, I think it was back in early May, they started watching Cole Reagans. Gene Watson and company, you know, started watching Cole Reagans.
Watson,
like, this is the guy.
Yes.
This is the guy. This is the guy that we need to go get. And, you know, you try to figure out what you can get for Aroldis Chapman. You try to look at what the best deal was, and they were on Cole Reagans from really, you know, the May to when they made that trade in June or July, and they got the deal done, and they brought Cole Reagans in. I don't think a lot of fans knew what to expect out of Cole Reagans, but the baseball people were really, really excited about him. And I think if you look back, Cole Reagans has already overachieved any expectation that anybody had for him coming here to Kansas City. Now, there was another player included by the Texas Rangers, and I don't remember what his name was, for Aroldis Chapman, but really it was a basic one-for-one swap where you sent Aroldis Chapman to Texas, they won a World Series, trade paid off for them, and the Royals got an ace of their staff. That's how those trades are supposed to work. You trade your prospects, you trade your veteran guys, everybody wins. That's what you want, a win all the way around. And it was a win for the Rangers, and it was a win for the Kansas City Royals as well. If the Royals end up winning a World Series with Cole Reagans on the team, to me, it will go down as the best single-player trade in Royals history. And I say that because the best trade right now in Royals history was the Zach Greinke trade, where you got Kane and you got Escobar and you got Jeremy Jeffress and you got, you know, the other guy that you traded 16 times throughout the league, and it helped you get Davis, it helped you get James Shields,
right,
the whole nine yards of that one. That is the greatest trade in Royals history. But if the Royals do win a World Series and Cole Reagans is part of this team, it will, in my opinion, go down as the single greatest one-for-one kind of trade in Royals history, and he's everything an ace should be. He's the best starter that the Royals have had on this roster since Zach Greinke in 2009, and then going back to saves in 1985. Other than that, I can't think of anybody having a better year in a pressure situation than Cole Reagans is having right now. Now, somebody will say, what about Vargas going for 20 years or 20 wins? They weren't really in it that year. That was more of a Vargas thing than a team thing, much like it was with Zach Greinke back in 2009. This guy is dominating. This guy is an ace. And this guy is on a team right now that is challenging for the postseason. Cole Reagans has been everything and anything that anybody could have ever have asked for him. And it will go down as one of the greatest trades ever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.